Hi and welcome to iGaming FM and a chat with Zoltan Tundic, co-founder of Hipther and the man behind europeangaming.eu. I started out asking Zoltan about the rebrand of the forthcoming Gaming Tech CEE Summit, which takes place in Hungary in late September.
Our conference in Budapest has been the longest standing conference we are organizing since 2016. It has been focusing on the Central and Eastern European gaming markets. Starting 2020, actually, we started hosting tech conferences. 2019 started hosting tech conferences, which were where we talked about blockchain, fintech, artificial intelligence. But starting this year, on our other conferences, we started putting together all these audiences that we had on the fintech, blockchain, AI, and resulted to two successful conferences in the spring sessions. So with Budapest, which is at its eighth edition right now, we were thinking about doing the same thing because there's a lot of potential in this area, which comes from the blockchain technology. Also, there's a lot of companies in fintech, and either way, 2023 has been all about the synergy between these industries, and everybody from blockchain is looking to enter the gaming industry. Everybody from the gaming industry is looking for payment solutions. Even there are like 10,000s of solutions out there, but yeah, they are still looking. So that's why we rebranded the Central and Eastern European Gaming Conference to Gaming Tech CEE Summit, which is taking place in Budapest between the 26th and 27th of September. We have added the second day because there's so much content. When we first sent out the request for speakers, we were so bombarded by emails, we had to turn people down. And actually, we had the whole speaker lineup ready in June, which is something new for us, that having all the agenda ready in 60 days before the conference. Basically, this is the major rebrand that we're going to host sessions dedicated for different industries that are somehow tied together in topics with the gaming industry. We are taking advantage of so many participants already registering to host a karaoke night and to host networking boat cruise on the Danube. So it's all about learning and networking in Budapest.
The event is a week after SBC Barcelona, and I know that you and SBC are great partners. I understand that. I think maybe it would be useful to the listener and those who aren't familiar with gaming tech as it's becoming, just understand maybe some of the differences between that kind of large scale conference that is SBC Barcelona. I know the team there focus hard on quality for their content and so on, but it gets harder the bigger it gets. But you have a more of a niche kind of boutique feel to your event. So I wonder if maybe you can maybe explain a little bit like the appeal of that, really.
You can put it as an unwind session after a large conference, because somehow the calendar this year was like that. After large conferences come our conferences, boutique style, up to 150, 200 people. We host it at a five-star hotel this time. It's the traditional base of the conference, which is the Ritz-Carlton, very luxurious hotel. It's much more relaxed because we don't have an exhibition, so people can concentrate on the content and on the networking in the breakout area. 99% of the focus is on the content. So you basically have people sitting in the room, staying for the content and just taking advantage of the networking breaks or evening gatherings to get to connect with others, because they're so focused on the content. So yeah, it's not a 15,000 participant conference, and we don't want to do that. That's a different niche. Hats off to those who do it. We went on a separate way, and that's how we plan to keep doing it.
And that seems to be working. You're into your eighth edition, as you said before, for this particular event, although clearly this is a big moment because it's changed. And I know that when something becomes established and you've done 6 or 7 years of it, it's not always easy to change things up. You have to put quite a lot of faith in the brand to go, right, we're now going to give it a new name and a little bit of a new direction, or we're going to double the amount of content or whatever we're going to do. And I know you spoke about fintech and crypto and blockchain earlier, and we touched upon it, but I wonder, yes, those sectors, those verticals, but from an iGaming perspective, and which is predominantly our audience, and iGaming FM, as the name would suggest, I wonder what the market forces were in the region, how they've changed your event in that, because actually we talk about Central and Eastern European Europe, and that's a big area now. There are a lot of markets there online and coming online. So I wonder what has happened on the ground that maybe will be reflected at this event and reflected in some of the new direction as well.
From the first edition of the conference in 2016, we have to remember that 2015 December was the year when Romania has started issuing licenses. So ever since then, the conference has been growing a lot of participants interested in getting a license in Romania, because it's the biggest market in this region, like 20 million inhabitants, lots of operators. They also have a licensing for affiliates, which is unique. You have to pay like 6,000 euros as an affiliate to operate in the Romanian gambling industry. Ever since then, the market has matured. I wish I could say the same thing about Hungary. Their licensing scheme is just about to kick off. There have been lots of court decisions by the European court against Hungary because they were infringing Unibet. There have been battles now with the monopoly of the state, so things will clear up eventually. The same goes with the Czech Republic, which is also covered during the conference, and Slovakia. And we are also touching base in other markets like Slovenia, Croatia. Croatia has just joined the Schengen area, and starting from January, they are using euros. As you see, most probably all the news around Entain buying a company in Croatia and many expanding there, because it's a small country, but still has a lot of potential. In terms of Romania, as I told you, it's a maturing market, and you see press releases weekly about somebody obtaining a license or partnering up with a local operator. Actually, there's also a very successful story of Superbet. They came from Romania and expanded to Poland. In Poland, I think they are the second largest operator now. They're also most probably planning to expand to the Czech Republic. So besides the Central and Eastern European markets, we are also going to touch base on I like to call it the Sprechen Sie Deutsch market. It's the German region, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, which is something to talk about every time at our conference. We are also touching base on the Nordics, on Denmark, Sweden, and Balkans. We will have a special session on Serbia, Montenegro, Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, which are relatively attractive markets for the iGaming industry. Of course, we are going to also touch base on responsible gaming, where we are bringing the expertise from the United States versus the expertise from Europe in a special session, also in terms of using AI in RG.
I made a note here to ask about RG, actually, because traditionally a lot of those emerging markets, and it's interesting that Hungary is still having its growing pains many years after you set up camp there, presumably on the understanding that it was an emerging market at that time, and it's still painfully emerging. But a lot of the view, certainly in the media, where I've worked for a long time, of those markets was that RG was not top of the list, actually. Even into North America, it's something that has been, yes, pushed to the front, but it's not something that we traditionally talked about as much as we did in UK or Malta or MGA or any of those places.
Unfortunately, it's not the case. Unfortunately, it's politics, because next year there's our elections coming up, and the opposition is doing a propaganda on RG. So basically they are saying that if you put a gambling hall near a school, that will influence that person growing up and becoming addicted to gambling. So this is going on everywhere in this region. It's like they are synchronized between the countries because of this political campaign to doing this. It's stupid because it doesn't have any studies behind it. So, yeah, we just have to wait and see what happens next year once the elections go on. And after that, everything will clear up. But nevertheless, some of the associations have clearly have been doing many projects in terms of RG. And they have been very successful at it, setting up like call centers for helping players that do find themselves in this situation, from spreading content throughout the media. So yeah, there have been many steps. And there wasn't any licensing requirement to do it. They have been doing it willingly, based probably on a trend that's going on around the world.
So gambling is a political football for a change. But for people who want to hear more about that or maybe be part of that conversation, your event sounds like a very good place to start, rooted as it is in the region. As I'm sure you've done many times, just give us the sell on that event again. Remind us when it is, how we can register for tickets, how we can be part of it.
All right, so the conference takes place between the 26th and 27th of September. We are hosting welcome drinks on the 25th in the evening. just go on to hipter.com/events and you will find the focus, the special landing page we have created for the Central and Eastern European Gaming Conference, which is now Gaming Tech C. How I keep saying the same name of the conference, even though we rebranded. That's what it is. After 8 years, that's what happens. And yeah, we have a special package for those who are not interested in looking up a hotel. We usually do this. We provide a combo package, which has 3 nights accommodation, plus the ticket to attend the conference.